Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Fred Report weekly market recorded call for April 17th, 2025. No surprises yesterday. Market should come down a little bit more over the next day or two. Probably not this week because it's a holiday weekend, but we're still looking at the potential to rebalance your portfolios in the 510 to 500 area on the spider. We should bounce around like this for a bit more, for 3-4 weeks, we'll say. But do some selective buying in this area, even today, if things are hitting your prices. And remember, on the retest, which we're still expecting, not everything goes down. So if you've got stuff at attractive prices, now is the time to buy it. Really no more commentary. Things are going along about as we expect. Let me take a look at the bond market here. TLT has held support. We think it's going to rally still to 89 to 90 on this move, and then it's a little bit short term, but we're still looking for anywhere from 93 to 95 by the end of summer. The trading is pretty decent, and people are certainly getting negative on the bond market now as well, so that's a big plus. In terms of other assets, oil and gas are, you know, certainly trading really decent. Given the fact that we have seasonal weakness, we're sort of staying away from there. It's at resistance here in the 68 to 70 area on USO. We would be buying that in the May-June timeframe. So be a little bit sagacious in here with your oil stocks. We'd be sort of avoiding that area for a bit. One of the things that has happened that's rather heartening, bank earnings were up. The XLF went to its first resistance area. XLF we still like, but given that it could pull back to 44, 45 here, where we would be adding some bank stocks. Remember, if you're overloaded in stocks like Bank of America, we think they're in ranges and we want to sell some of them at least at the top ends of the ranges. On Bank of America, that's going to be your first sale at 42 and your next sale in the 47 to 48 area. Gold has gone parabolic. It's certainly a hold, but be just a little tiny bit careful with that market. We don't think it's going to be up by the end of the year at these levels. We're looking for a pullback after some of this tariff and imbroglio is over. And other than that, gosh, you know, enjoy your Easter weekends. There's really nothing to say. This early expiration is going to probably cause a little bit more volatility today, and we'll have a weekly report for you on Monday. So relax, enjoy, and have a happy Easter.